am living proof of what the mercy of God can do. Well, if you knew me then, you believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. He took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I thought I deserved, oh, to be 6 feet beneath the earth for all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, but for the mercy of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Was the cross meant for me that my Savior carried? Now I've been made free by the mercy of God. Was the grave meant for me where my sin lay buried? Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Was the cross meant for me where my Savior carried? Oh, I've been made free by the mercy of God. Was the grave meant for me where my sin lay buried? Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. It's His goodness and mercy and the
the power of the blood.
It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We just stand here this morning and just thank the Lord for a beautiful day. We thank Him for His mercy, His love, and His grace for each and every one of us. Let's all give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise God, praise God. So good to see y'all this morning. Hope everyone is enjoying this beautiful, beautiful morning the Lord has given us. As we gather together in His house, we thank Him for that freedom He's given us and for all that He's done. As we stand here, as Memorial Day weekend, it is a good weekend. It's a good holiday weekend for most folks, but it's not always just about barbecue and beaches. It's about those that gave it all, those that have sacrificed their all, gave it all on each and every situation, each and every battlefield, each and every front in this. You might as well say world as we've come forth with everything that we do. We want to be in honor of them this morning. But I'm first going to ask y'all, as we do every Sunday morning, we want to stand. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to thank Him for His blessings. Thank Him for His love. We want to lift up those that are in need this morning. There are those traveling, those vacationing. We talked about it in Sunday school class just for a minute. And it's a prayer. Y'all have heard me mention a prayer request these last few for all these graduating students this year. Dear Lord, we ask the Lord to keep them safe. Whatever their plans are, those that are escaping, as they call a senior break, they think they're invincible. Lord, just keep them safe. And for those that they start their new life, whether it be college or careers, just, Lord, to continue to bless them in that journey. But first, our prayer is they'll put Jesus first in their life. And they'll let God guide them in every direction they have. And as parents and grandparents, as we pray and we come to Him, we want to congratulate all the graduates and just all that we're doing this morning. But now that you're standing, we just want to go to the Lord in prayer. And we want to thank Him for all that He's doing. But how many of you have a praise this morning? It's a praise report or a prayer situation. We're just going to thank the Lord for it right now. We're just going to praise Him in this worship. Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, we want to thank You, Lord, for Your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, You've just shown us things, dear Lord, that only You can do. Dear Lord, You're the great I Am, dear Lord, the great Creator of all, dear Lord, this precious breath that we're all allowed to breathe each and every day. Lord, we thank You for all that You've done for us, dear Lord. We thank You for our memories, dear Lord. We thank You for our loved ones. Lord, we thank You for all that You've done in our lives, dear Lord. Now we're going to come to You as we open this service. Lord, we're dedicating it to You this morning, as we do each and every day. Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to worship You, ready to praise You, dear Lord, ready to lift You up and honor You in all that we do. But, dear Lord, we just now need to come to You in this prayer request, dear Lord. We have some things heavy on our heart this morning. Lord, we have needs, we have situations, those that are sick, those that are suffering, those that are sick. Lord, those that aren't able to be with us this morning for whatever reason, dear Lord, we ask You to touch them now. Nursing homes, assisted livings, those recovering from surgeries. Lord, I lift up those that are waiting on medical reports right now. And as our flesh and our mind can think all these things, but dear Lord, may we put our trust in You, Lord, that it's in Your mighty hands. And, dear Lord, I thank You for those in attendance this morning, dear Lord, for they're here, Children's Church. Lord, You blessed us with a wonderful Children's Church and their ministry. Lord, let the little ones and the young ones, dear Lord, just hear Your word, dear Lord. Let him just have nothing but praise for You. And, dear Lord, now, again, we just ask You as we honor You this morning, Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor. And, Lord, strengthen him in the ministry You've given him. Lord, him and his family. Lord, we thank You for those that are here this morning that we haven't seen in a while. We thank You for our visitors and our guests. But, dear Lord, may they just see You, dear Lord, and, dear Lord, not us. Lord, it is all about You. And, Lord God, we just love You. We praise You. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. While you're standing, I have a request. I haven't told anybody. It's just actually, I've been tossing things around in my heart this morning. I thank you for your prayers, too, from this wonderful church, for my family. Love each and every one of you. But anyway, I'm going to ask the choir and Miss Jennifer and Miss Penny, can we do the traditional Amazing Grace on page 57? I'm not going to be able to sing with you much this morning, but I'm going to worship. I'm going to let y'all take over and just do Amazing Grace. I want y'all to join in. The whole congregation is nothing but that amazing grace of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm not afraid.
God the glory this morning. Again, you may be seated. Just want to welcome everyone again. So good to see y'all. And those we haven't met yet or had a chance to shake hands with, know that we love you and we're so glad you're here with us this morning. Now let's get ready just to worship the Lord and just to receive His Word, which is what we need each and every day. Praise God. We're going to go ahead. I don't have any announcements. Just don't forget Vacation Bible School. I'm sure if they're still doing the, I don't know if they still do the announcements on the board before service, but make sure you're preparing for and be in prayer for our Vacation Bible School. We have any other announcements, ma'am? Okay, Idabel Circle is next Saturday at 10 p.m. Excuse me, 10 a.m. over at, oh, it's now 10. Okay, I'm sorry. I need it written down if you'd help me with that, ma'am. Thank you, Mrs. and Sister Linda. But if you would, it'd be 10:30 next Saturday morning, and they have a wonderful time, ladies' ministry. If you'd like to know anything about it, please see Sister Linda. She's got it all together. I'm the one that's kind of slipping this morning. So praise God. Love each and every one. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Here you go, Brother Jim. Jimmy, you want to ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about those streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. And the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He left the air, I knew Him, and all my love is through Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah.
Church, if I could say something, just a moment. I am am very saddened for my loss. Yes. I'm saddened for the things that we're going through with Greg and in the family right now. But I'm not crying for that. I am just so blessed to be back in my church family. I love y'all and I missed you so much. But it's God just touching my heart. I love you each and every one this morning. Thank you all for your prayers. I can't express to you how much I love you. So I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I love my family and I love to feel the feel that I feel right now. Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for his blessings too. Thank y'all for your prayers when I was sick. I don't think I've ever had anything like that. I don't know if it was food poison or whatever, but he has touched me over the week, and I just praise him for his blessings. Lift me up above the shadows, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds, Lord, where the pure sunshine is found. Lift me up above my weakness, lift me up into thy strength. Lift me up above the shadows, till I stand with thee at length. Lift me up above the shadows, with thee at length. Forgive me, over my Lord. Then when death must claim my spirit and the storms of life are past, lift me up above the shadows, till in heaven I stand at last. Lift me up above the shadows, us up above the shadows, when to earth you come again. Let us be in the assembly as thy bride to ever reign. In thy kingdom full of glory, with our friends we'll ever be. Lift us up above the shadows, there to dwell eternally. Lift me up above the shadows, lift me up above the shadows.
He did a work in me.
Yes.
We just had a spell. And God was on the scene through it all. And we can only just thank him for that. Even with the doctor visits, you don't hear it a lot. And this is a specialist, too. It's not just your family doctor. He came in. He said, you know, the good Lord made our bodies just so that they would do what they're supposed to do when something like this happens. And he said, your body just did exactly what it was supposed to do. You had a blood clot. And it had to go through my heart because it got into my lungs. And even though I'm still having, you know, some residual, the last thing he said before he walked out of the room is, God is good.
Amen.
And God is good. And I can say it. Y'all just worship as we sing Through the Fire.
Certain circumstances and things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my visions. That's when my frustrations get so out of hand. You know, it's then I am reminded never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand my test alone. I look at all my victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and that you would find me hard to find. He never offered a victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the outer senses give in. Just hold on, our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again.
Hallelujah.
I know within myself that I would surely perish. But if I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again.
Again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy,
and that He would not get hard to
our victories without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary said give in, and you just hold on. Show up, and He will take you through the fire again. Just hold on, my Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. That the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but He said them would always come in time. So just remember,
and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on, my Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again.
Amen. How many knows he'll show up? How many knows he's already shown up? Do you also know he'll never leave you nor forsake you? He's always here. Amen. If you love Jesus this morning, let him know it with a hand clap of prayer. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. What a beautiful day. What a wonderful day. A day to not only remember but honor those who left it all on the field. Those who were not able to return, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their life for our freedom. We want to take a moment this morning. We want all of our veterans to stand, if you would. First of all, we want to recognize you. All of our veterans in any type of military capacity, would you stand and let us honor you this morning? All right, let's give our veterans a hand of appreciation. Thank you for your service and thank you for your dedication. Now we would like everyone who is able to rise. We want to play a short video in memory of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Not only those who gave their life, but also our POWs as well. So now, after this video, we're going to have a moment of silence in recognition of our fallen veterans. Now, if you would bow your heads in a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Thank you very much. One more hand for all of our veterans. And you may be seated. Church, I hope we never forget. Certainly, it will take more than one day, amen, to remember and appreciate those who gave their life so that we might be free. Probably everyone here today has been touched by a member of your family somewhere along the line who has served in the military, and we are forever grateful. If you have your Bibles this morning, you want to go to the book of St. Mark. I prayed and I asked the Lord, it be His will to lead me and guide me in a message, maybe commemorating the memory of our fallen. And God let me know that certainly we do need to remember them, but there's also one who gave the ultimate price Himself so that all might be free, who through His shed blood made it possible for redemption of our sinful nature. As we remember our veterans, let us also remember the life of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that He made. But the difference with Jesus is He came forth from the grave, and He is alive and well forevermore. Amen. If you're thankful for that, give Him praise this morning. Amen. In the book of St. Mark, chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 35. St. Mark, chapter number 5, beginning with verse 35 and through 36. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for this day. How thankful we are for our freedom, God, and in our hearts and our minds. Lord, let us never, ever forget the ultimate price that was paid for our freedom. Help us to always remember those who gave it all that we might be free. Father, I ask this morning, God, that you would help us to get our mind on you this morning. God, I pray that you would anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay this morning. God, it's nothing more than a vessel, an oracle. God, that you might speak to our hearts. God, that we may be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, if there's anyone listening here today or online, God, that has not made preparation for eternity, I pray that this would be the day, God, that they invite you into their life as both Lord and Savior. And Father, we ask your blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, Don't Be Afraid to Believe. Do not be afraid to believe. The story here begins with a man by the name of Jairus. The Bible said he was one of the rulers of the synagogue, meaning that he was one of the ones who looked after the building, its contents, and arrangements for worship. He was not necessarily a believer or a follower of Christ. In fact, he held true to the Jewish beliefs and to the Mosaic law, and really, many of the synagogue looked at Jesus as a rebel, looked at Jesus as one who stirred controversy, and did not look at him as the Messiah or the Son of God. But yet Jairus had a need. I mean, you know that sometimes when a person has a need, their mindset changes a little bit. I don't know if you've ever had a need or a situation that humbled your spirit down, but it can do it. Situations, problems, affliction, things that arise in our life can cause us many, many times to be very humbled, and by the mere fact that, Lord, we need you. We can't make it without you. I don't know how it was that Jairus heard of Jesus, but he did. Maybe he heard of the exploits of Jesus anointing the blinded eyes, and they were able to see. Maybe he heard of the lepers that were cleansed. Maybe he heard of the lame that were healed and made to walk. And maybe he heard of these other things. And maybe he was just moved by the multitude of people that were around Jesus at this particular time. The Bible begins here in this particular chapter that Jesus had just arrived from the other side of the sea. And as soon as he stepped out on dry land, the people began to throng around him. In fact, the Bible referred to it as a multitude. But Jairus had a need. Jairus saw a possibility in Jesus, this man they called the Messiah. So as he was making his way to see Jesus, he was probably overwhelmed with the size of the congregation of the people that were around Jesus. And maybe the first hint was, you'll never be able to get to Jesus. You'll never be able to make your way through the crowd. And maybe that thought was soon passed with, I've got to. I have no other option. I have no other way of getting my daughter healed, and I must get to Jesus. And then we find, as he was approaching Jesus, the lady who had the issue of blood, I want you to follow the timeline, if you would, please, that she came forward and pressed through the crowd and made her way to Jesus. And after the man had come and fell down at the feet of Jesus and said, I need you to come to my house because my daughter is at the point of death and I need you to lay hands on her and she will be made whole or she will be healed. So there's the first instance of faith that Jairus had. But how many knows that sometimes when we place our faith in the Lord, there are obstacles that arise in our life? The first being, what if he doesn't? The second would be, Lord, am I worthy? I don't know if you've ever asked yourself that, but many times we think that we're unworthy to ask the Lord for certain things in our life. The other is just things that happen around us. Now, you might say that the woman interfered. No, it was her time. Okay? She made her way. She was acting on faith, and that's another story, but she came in and she basically interrupted the conversation that Jairus and Jesus was having on the way to Jairus' house for Jesus to touch and heal the daughter of Jairus. So God forbid that if that fourth thing comes into our mind, Lord, is somebody else more important than me? Is somebody else's prayer more needful than mine? And the adversary's right on your shoulder telling you that the whole time. But we don't really see any evidence of that in Jairus. In fact, we see the opposite. He was very patient, it seems, as he waited. And I don't think that this was just a matter of seconds or minutes. I believe that as the lady approached and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment and she was made whole, there was a reaction in the crowd, some glorifying, some praising, some just in pure adulation and amazement at the miracle that Jesus had just performed. All the time, the daughter was still lying at the point of death. Many times Satan will come and he will interrupt our line of faith and tell us, man, that it's too late. It's too late. Your greatest faith now is at the point of no concern because it's too late. Just as the case here. So as they was glorifying and praising Jesus for the healing of the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years, then certain of the house of Jairus came, made their way through the crowd, and said, Jairus, don't trouble the master any further. Thy daughter is dead. Now, I can only imagine the thoughts that ran through Jairus' mind. I believe, I have been obedient, I have made my way to Christ, and I have worshipped him, but yet, all to no avail. Oh, and Satan loves that. When the Lord doesn't answer your prayer when you think it should be answered, the devil's all over that. But let me remind us that our timeline does not always fit into Jesus' timeline. And let us also be reminded that Jesus' timeline is always, without fail, absolutely correct and right. In his time. And Jesus heard the words. You know, the Bible doesn't say who it was. It just said certain. Let me take a moment to warn you of certain people in this world. Certain people that may be in your inner circle. Certain people that may be in your church. Those certain people, if you're not careful, they'll bring you down to their level. Amen? Certain people say, there's no use of praying anymore. Don't trouble the Lord. Don't keep giving that same prayer request. Don't keep raising your hand and saying, pray for this family member or pray for that family member. By now, it's too late. The news has already come that your daughter is dead. So said the certain people. Jesus heard the certain people. And he spoke directly to Jairus. How many knows that sometimes the Lord has a message that's just for you? Nobody else needs to hear it. It's just for you. Glory to God. Aren't you thankful for a relationship that Jesus is so concerned about you that many, many times he has a message that is just for you? His message to Jairus was, be not afraid, only believe. Now, I worded that just a little different because I want to instill into somebody today, don't be afraid to believe. Don't count it an impossibility. Don't count it that it's too late. And please, do not declare your prayer request dead. Everybody around Jairus' house called the daughter dead. His best friends, his family, the certain people said, she's dead. Jesus did not see a dead girl lying there. He simply told them, I'm going to need you to get out of the room. I don't need your anti-faith. I don't need your anti-belief. He said, she is not dead. She merely sleeping. I'm here this morning to revise your sleeping prayer request. I'm here to tell you that it is not dead. It is never dead when there's a possibility that Jesus Christ can take your sleeping prayer request and make it come alive. I said, raise it from the dead, make it come alive, give you a miracle, heal your body, make a way when there seemeth no way. That's the God I serve. That's the God, amen, of impossibilities to make them become possibilities. And I need somebody who has faith to believe with me. You know the story. Jesus goes in, takes the damsel by her hand and raises her up. And there's life. There's life where there once was death. There's hope where there once was fear. But Jairus, don't be afraid to believe. Mom, don't you be afraid to believe. Husband, don't you be afraid to believe. Child of God, don't you be afraid to believe. Fear is from the adversary. Strength is from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There comes a time in our life when we must step out on faith and believe, and not only believe, but declare it done in the name of Jesus, regardless of how futile it looks, regardless of how the adversary has made it look like an impossibility. Jesus' words, be not afraid. Only believe. Move the fear out of your life. I said, you move the fear out of your life. And I want to encourage you, when you move something out of the way, you better have something to fill its place. Amen? Don't leave it dormant. Don't leave it empty. When you or I move the fear out of our life, we must replace it with faith in a never-failing God. Don't let it be empty. Don't let it be there waiting on something. Let me tell you something. If you're a child of God, if you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you should be full of hope. You should be full of the possibilities of Jesus Christ. You should never, ever fear or be afraid to declare something done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Call it done. Call it done. But it don't look like it's done. Call it done anyway. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. Faith to believe things that we can't even see with the human eye. It's been a reoccurring message throughout the Word of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I need somebody who's struggling. I need somebody who's been praying. I need somebody who's trying to get to Jesus and said my prayer request is lying almost at the point of death. And even as you're praying, somebody come and said, you what? Your prayer request is dead. It's gone. Don't trouble the master anymore. Let me assure you, you are not troubling the master when you ask him to come into your life to heal, to anoint, to deliver, to make whole, to set free, to whatever the situation may be in your life. As I speak, Jesus is speaking to someone today. He's speaking to some. Hold on. Don't you be afraid to declare it done. Oh, but what if I stand up and testify and everybody looks at me and it still hadn't been done? That's fear. You get it out of your heart right now. You get it out of your spirit right now. You call it done in the name of Jesus. Stand back and see the glory of God when He comes on the scene and He does it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Abraham, do not fear. Don't be afraid to believe. Abraham didn't say, Lord, where am I going? He simply got up and began to move. Somebody today needs to have the same faith that Abraham did. Lord, I don't question you. I don't even need to know. I'm just going to get up and move and call it done. In Jesus' name. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to declare it done. Don't be afraid to believe. Hallelujah. I wasn't going to say this, but I will. There's a song that says, when you're in the room and it's full of empty, you helplessly stand. Just wait for the touch of the master's strong hand. When you're standing in a hospital, you're grasping for hope. You're grasping for a good word. You're praying for one little glimmer of encouragement from the medical profession or from the doctors. And the doctors walk in, three of them, and they don't give you that encouragement. In fact, they give you very little hope of all, if any at all. They prepare you for the worst. They mean well. They're only stating facts. They come in and tell you, don't trouble the master anymore. I hope you have never seen it. May have heard it. Somewhere along the line, there's some people I said, there's no use praying. Whew. What if Elijah quit praying before it rained? What if some of the other Bible characters quit praying? What if Joshua quit marching? What if Moses turned around and went back over to the Red Sea? Glory to God. We could go on and on and on. But those who mean well say, there's nothing else we can do. At best, your son only has about a 50% chance of living. And if he does, probably won't live to be school age. Let me tell you something. I would like to say that the power of God and the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ immediately entered my spirit. I'd like to say that, but it didn't. Fear came knocking at the door. Did you hear what the doctor said? Did you hear that? Did you comprehend that? Where's your God now? I'm going to tell you something. times we get this prayer thing backwards. I want you to listen. Before, this is not always the case, but sometimes before you can pray for the need or the situation or the loved one or the sick or the afflicted, chances are you might need to pray for yourself first. As was the case with me. I'd been praying for Kevin, but I realized with that statement, I need to pray for me. What? That I was lost? No. What? That I was backslidden? No. That I was upset with God? No. But I had let fear creep in to a place where faith should have been. So in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Almighty God, by the proof that I serve a risen Savior, by the fact that I know He is alive and well today, by the grace and mercy that He is alive within me, I stand before you, fear. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot come against Him. There is no power that can stand against Him. In the name of Jesus, fear, you've got to leave me. I know that my God is able. I know my God will perform a miracle. Don't be afraid to believe. Don't be afraid to exercise your faith. Noah, don't be afraid. I know you never built an ark. I know you're not a carpenter, but don't be afraid. Act on faith. As we already spoke about Moses. David, don't be afraid. You're not going in the power of your might. You're not going in the armor of Saul. You're going in the name of the Lord. David was victorious. Our God was through David. Joshua, I know you're not Moses, but you serve the God of Moses. Man. Ooh. Lord, are you sure you want me to tell you that? Not my notes. Didn't think about it. Must be you, because I didn't. Many times when we're praying, we often categorize this little red man with horns and a pitchfork and a spiny fork and tail to run up and grab us while we're praying and say, don't you do that. But sometimes He comes as an angel of light. And you're praying and you're moving the fear out of your life and you're trying to replace it with faith and steadfastness. And He taps you on your shoulder right during your prayer closet. He said, you know what? You don't deserve this prayer. You haven't really been a dedicated Christian. You haven't really been as devoted as you need to be. What gives you the right to ask Jesus Christ to come and fill you? Come and resurrect that lifeless, almost dead corpse of a prayer request that you've been praying for. Sometimes you just got to speak to the devil. And you don't say, please leave me alone. You mean old bully. God has equipped us. I said, God has equipped us. Not to be Satan's punching bag, but to get in his face. You better get thee behind me right now, Satan. I recognize you. I know the wiles of the devil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remind him that Jairus was not a believer. Jairus was not a converted Christian. What did Jairus have? Faith to believe. He'd already said, Jesus, if you'll just come and lay your hands on my daughter, she'll be made whole. The God that I serve honors faith. He delivers when somebody steps out on faith. God forbid that the unbelievers have greater faith than the church. Rewind that. God forbid that those out there have greater faith than the church. Why? Has anybody ever seen the power of God? Has anybody here ever been the recipient of a miracle? Has anybody ever here seen the hand of God move? Then you and I ought to have the greatest faith that there is. There is nothing impossible with Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid, church. Don't be afraid, Christian. Don't be afraid, loved one. Don't be afraid to believe. Even when you can't see it manifest, don't be afraid. Gideon, don't be afraid. I know I've whittled your army down from 42,000 to 300. But that's okay. You're going to win. Even when the odds are stacked against you, church, you're going to win because Jesus is on your side. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, don't be afraid. You're going into the fire, but I'll be with you. Daniel, don't be afraid. I'll even close the mouths of the lions. Isaiah, chapter number 41, and verse 10 and 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, fear not, I will help thee. I, the Lord God, will help thee. Church, let's exercise faith. Let's don't give up. Don't give up. You know, Jairus could say, that's okay. Thank you, but it's too late. We just got the message that my daughter is dead. 12 years old, she's dead. Basically, Jesus said, don't listen to that. You're not. Don't be afraid. Only. Can you imagine the joy, the celebration, the gladness of the little girl raised? Jairus was so glad that he didn't. There will come a time through all of the adversity, through all of the enduring doubt and fear that creeps into our lives when we're praying for God to answer. And we already know that God is the only one that can do this. Sometimes we got to understand that. We got to really say, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this, but my God can. See, that's the first thing of saying, you know, Jairus, if he could have done it, he'd have done it. But he realized he couldn't do it. But he knew Jesus could. So that's the first thing we got to realize and understand, that we can't do it. And we can't just simply hope it to be done. Come on. We got to believe it to be done. It's much so that we go ahead and testify and claim it, it's done. And that little red fella comes up and says, oh, it ain't done yet. You know good and well it ain't done. Yes, it is. It's done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The old familiar verse, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. If my faith had stood in the wisdom of man, I probably would have already buried my son. But Jesus had done told me through his word the night before those three people stood, those three doctors stood and told me, the Lord had already opened the word and I read that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man but in the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to believe. Don't be afraid to trust in the Lord. I can't take credit for this next thing that I'm going to read, but it's in summary, and I read it somewhere, and I'm going to pass it on to you in closing. In summary this morning, do not fear, only believe, is the command of protection, the voice of encouragement, the sound of salvation, and of course, the voice of Jesus when he came to this earth to remove fear from our hearts and fill us with his faith and eternal life. I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I'm not prophesying by no means, but just because of a certain spiritual discernment that is in a Holy Ghost filled person, I know that this message, the Word of God, has resonated with someone today. I don't know who, that's none of my business. But God has assured me that somebody was receptive to this morning. Because it actually portrayed what they're going through. And I pray that it'll give you hope. And I pray that it'll give you strength. And I pray that it will give you the encouragement and the strength to stand up in the face of that adversity, in the face of that affliction, in the face of that seemingly dying prayer request, and resurrect it by faith in Jesus' name. And call it done. And call it done. And call it done. And declare it done. And testify for the fact that it is done. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to lose any more sleep. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to praise God for it. I'm going to lift him up. Don't be afraid to believe, church. It's a gift from God for us to be able to believe and trust in him. Would you stand? Music, if you would return, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I know it's Memorial Day. And thank God for what it represents. But it's also a day of salvation. It is a day of deliverance. It is a day of rededication, if that be the case. But I want us this morning just a verse or two of only believe. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Only believe. All things are possible if we only believe. Sing it when you get ready. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe.
Only believe. Lord, I believe.
possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe.
All things are possible. Only believe.
Thank you. believe. Thank you. You may. One quick announcement.
I know today's a holiday weekend. Tonight we will be having service, but we'll be going to have a sing-spiration. We're going to sing and worship the Lord tonight through song. We never, ever get to use all of our talent during a regular service, but tonight we're going to try our best to get as many songs as we can. So if you like singing and worshiping the Lord, please be with us tonight at 6 o'clock, looking for a great outpouring of the Lord. And that doesn't mean that God can't move during singing too. Amen. The God I serve moves a lot of time during worship. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Brother Jim, dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you. Have a safe and happy weekend.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We love each and every one of you, but we love the Lord more. I'm sorry, but He goes first. And we just love God. We're just so glad to have each and every one of you with us. As you dismiss, I want you to shake hands with somebody that you haven't had a chance to speak to this morning. Just share the love of God, and we just want to continue to love on each and every one of you. And we just want to remember those in the children's church and all the and the nursery and all the other ministries that go forth from our congregation. Don't forget about the announcements of next Saturday for the Ida Bell meeting at 10:30 a.m. And we just want to continue that and all the other ministries. But most of all, what an honor it is to be in the presence of the Lord as He's healing, as He's answering prayers, as He's bringing forth the Word to us that He knows that each and every one of us need to hear. So as we prepare to depart, just let this just be in your heart. Just let it soak in. And I don't care if you're in the line at McDonald's or at wherever you're at today. Just smile at somebody. Just let them know Jesus loves them. And we're just going to, again, thank y'all for coming and your prayers for all of us. And again, I want to mention, I know a few came in later, but through what my family went through this week, and this glorious home going that we had for my dad. But I thank y'all for your prayers, and I know this church stood behind us and our family this week and on the days we were able to miss, and I thank y'all for continuing to keep it on, keeping on. So we're going to pray now, and if anybody needs prayer also, this altar's still open. If anybody has something, please let us know, but we do love each and every one of you. Those of you watching online, join us sometimes. We'd love to have you visit us at First Pentecostal. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we love you. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we most of all just love you. Dear Lord, we're not expecting. Dear Lord, we just receive. And dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, we thank you for everyone here. Please keep us safe on our journey home through this week, through this holiday weekend. Lord, but may we remember what it stands for. It stands for you first, dear Lord, and for those on this Memorial Day that have given their all for each and every one of us that we might be free. Again, God, we just love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, and we all say, hey.